Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders. Tuesdays, 12 p.m., live with First Seder Besmedrash, firstseder.org. Wonderful, wonderful program. Many, many options to learn interactively with video conferencing, etc. Go to the website, contact Rabbi Greenspan, and become a part of it. This special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners who are Bez Hashem be joining the share. I'd like to thank all those who donated to the Torah Anytime campaign. It was much appreciated. This series sponsored by Rabbi Yitzhak Saflis and his family, Bottom Line Marketing Group, as a schus for his family, for the listeners, and for Klal Yisrael, and a special mazel tov to Rabbi Yitzchak and his wife on the birth of a grandson. Shabbi zeicha, the parents shabbi zeicha, and you shabbi zeicha legadloi, l'toira l'chupa l'masim tovim gezunt ha'et. Okay, we're continuing our series on the Mefarshei HaRambam. We did the Magen Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, and now we go to the next major commentary on the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda Rosenis, better known as the Mishnah LeMelech. Now, his father's name was Reb Shmuel. It seems that his father was a successful businessman, but at the same time was also a very big Talmud Chacham, and he was part of the Beis Din of Constantinople under the Av Beis Din Reb Moshe Shilton. And Reb Moshe Shilton is the author of the Sefer Tshuvas B'nei Moshe. And over there in that Sefer Simen Mem Hei, there's a Psak Din. And the three Dayanim who are signed on it is Moshe Shilton and another Dayan. And the third one is Shmuel Rosenis, the father of the Mishnah LeMelech. And at the beginning of that Tshuva, the author of Moshe Shelton writes, Tshuva Shekasavti al Harav Shmuel Rosenis. This is a tshuva they wrote on the Shtikal Torah, on the question of Rav Shmuel Rosenis. In Prashas Drachim, which is the Drasha Sefer of the Mishnah LeMelech, in Drush Chav Gimel, he brings a Medrash. The Medrash says that, Ma'olam lezoza Shechina miYisrael. The Shechina never left Klal Yisrael. B'Shabbosos v'Yomim Tovim, on Shabbos and Yontif, v'afilu b'Shabbos shel Chol, even on Shabbos of a weekday. So says the Mishnah LeMelech there, Nihira, he says, I remember that Adoni Avizal, my father, Sochli, he told me that when he was younger and he was learning Eitzel Harav, Meireinu Rav Zerachyo Gutazal, I don't know who that is, b'Chacham Echad min Amayrav, a Chacham came from the west, and he asked the Rebbe, Reb Zrachya, what's pshat in this medrash? B'harav l'chidud talmidim, and the Rebbe, to sharpen his talmidim, he told the talmidim, you go and be ma'ayin, and think about if you have an answer to this question. So the Mishnah Melech says, my father said that he had an answer. And his answer was, al pi the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, says, Dav Samach Tes, someone is going in a desert and doesn't know when Shabbos is. He lost track of the days. So the halacha is, he counts 6 days from the day he remembers, and on the seventh day, he keeps it as Shabbos. So the Medrash is telling us that the Shechina never left Klal Yisrael Shabbos and Yontif, and even Shabbos Shel Chol. In other words, it's possible that that seventh day that this person counted is really a regular weekday, but that's called Shabbos Shel Chol. It's called Shabbos of a weekday that he has to keep, and that's what the Medrash meets. So that's what he answered as a child to his Rebbe. V'arav Heshiv. So the Mishnah Melech says the Rebbe answered him. Your words are good and proper. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy with a pilpul. However, in other words, he was telling him it's a cube shot. But I'll tell you the truth of it. And I don't have time to go through what the Rebbe said over there. But you can look in Drush Chav Gimel his answer, which is a bit of a chiddush as well. And at the end, the Mishnah Melech writes, Ve'helu ve'helu divrei elikim chayim. Both my father and the Rebbe's pshat are both divrei elikim chayim. So this is his father, Reb Shmuel. The Mishnah Melech, Reb Yehuda, was born in Tav Yud Zayin. It's assumed in 1657, based on the year he was nifter, in Constantinople. Now, in Nakdama to Prashas Drachim, which was written by Reb Avram Rosnes Ha'achroin, as we'll see, there was a first and a last, he was a Talmud of the Mishnah LeMelech and somehow a relative, not 100% sure. And he writes about him, about his Rebbe, the Mishnah LeMelech, Asher Betzeisei Meirechem, right when he was born, Kitshu Shamayim Kedushei Torah, Shamayim sanctified him with the Kedusha of Torah, Kivar Shis, Kivar Sheva, when he was already 6 or 7, Batanach Alav Haruach, the Ruach, the Spirit, rested on him, Ayraisa, the Ruach and the Torah took over him, Vayecha Mikol Adam, and he became smart from all people. The Chidah in Shem HaGedolim writes that he was a Talmud of Marash Halevi, Reb Shloimeh Halevi, and from Mari Mitrani, Neched Mari Mat. So this is Reb Yosef from Trani, Reb Yosef ben Reb Yishaya his name was, and he was an Einikol of the Mari Mat. Now the Mari Mat, we know him as the Marit. The Marit was Reb Moshe Trani, the son of the Mabit, the Mabit was Reb Moshe Trani, the Marit was Reb Yosef Trani, the son of Reb Moshe, we didn't give a share on the Marit. However, in his days, they used to call him the Marimat. They put an extra mem in there because there was another Marit. The Marit was also an acronym for the name of Reb Yosef Tataychuk. We spoke about him many times as well, the Rabbeim of the Beis Yosef and others, the Alshech HaKadosh. So his name was also Marit. So to distinguish between the two, they called Reb Yosef Tarani, the first one, the son of the Marit himself, they called him Marimat, which would be Reb Yosef Mitarani probably. So this was a grandson of his, also named Yosef. We'll see a little bit later in the shir. I'm not 100% sure about the accuracy of that, but that's what the Chidah writes, who his Rabbeim were. Now in the Akdama that we started mentioning before from Rav Avram Rosnes, he writes about him, Yochid B'Doira, he was unique in his generation. Le'iniach Dover Katam V'Dover Gadol, he didn't leave any small thing, any big thing. Safra V'Sifri Kula Shami, it's in a rhyme over there, that's why Sifri v'kula shami, it's rhyming that he knew it all. Ki gamar chasid miyoy mad laila, the chasid learned. Also play on words, gamar chasid, gamar here means to learn. From day to night, and v'layla ki yoy machas arucha, and night to day, one long thing, and night to day, achas arucha v'achas ksara, whether it was the long nights, the short nights, v'ayar libay, and his heart would stay awake. Bikish li snamneim, if he started to fall asleep. The place that he would fall, that's would be his bed. Meaning he didn't get into a bed. He never slept in a bed. Wherever he would fall asleep, that's where he slept. Now he married his first cousin, the daughter of his uncle, Reb Avram Rosnes Harishain, or Hazakain. To differentiate him from the one we mentioned before, his Talmud was also called Reb Avram Rosnes. This was his father-in-law and his uncle. The Chidah writes, V'hayachamav shal Rav Mishnah LaMelech. He writes, Reb Avram Rosnes Harishain, he was the father-in-law of the Mishnah LaMelech, V'yasinai v'Iker Harim. He was a Sinai and Iker Harim, so he was also a very big Talmud Chacham. In Drush Chamishi, the Mishnah LeMelech says, "Uvezehi mataritz mardoi dizal." He calls him my uncle, not my father-in-law. He says, "This is what my uncle would answer." Maybe he wrote it before he was a son-in-law. I don't know. That a question that the Re'im, the Mizrahi, asked on Rashi. It says, "Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim." It says the Melech Mitzrayim died. Rashi says, "Melamish and Itzara." Rashi brings B'shem Chazal. It means he got saratz. And he slaughtered the Jewish boys, the Jewish children, to use their blood. So, so the Re'im asked, so why does it say, Vayanchu b'nei Yisrael mino avoida? It says they groaned from the work. L'chaira, they weren't groaning from the work. They were groaning from this tzara that Paray was shechting all the Jewish children. This is the Re'im's kasha v'niach b'tema, and he left it as a tema on Rashi and Chazal. So the Mishnah LeMelech says, my uncle, who is his father-in-law, used to explain as follows. And he said that really Klal Yisrael was very, very exhausted from the work. But then, and they said, how can we last here 400 years? But then when they saw that they were multiplying in an abnormal way, so they said, they were misnachen, they were comforted, and they say, must be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quickening things up. he's making more people, or six or 60 or however many they had in one shot, so it should be more people as if time is flying quicker, so it won't be 400 years, it'll be less than 400 years. So then they weren't so discouraged by the work that they had to do. But then when Pari got sarast and he started shechting all these children, so now they said, what happened to all the extra people? The extra people aren't here anymore. If the extra people aren't here anymore, so we're going to be back to the actual 400 years. So therefore, at that point, vayanchu b'nei Yisrael mino avoida, they groaned from the work, because now they said, how are we going to be able to handle this work until the 400 years are up? Elu dvarav zal, these were the words of his father-in-law. Now, I saw in numerous of the Taldas that they said that his father-in-law was very rich and he was involved in business with his father-in-law. And then after his father-in-law was Nifter, he was Yerushim and he went into business with his brothers, Reb Chaim and Reb Aaron. And then they said, no, you know, you go and learn and we'll be involved in business. I didn't find anywhere in his Tshuvas or anywhere in his Psvarim an indication of that, of any of these details. In fact, his Talmud was saying from 6 or 7 he was already doing what he was doing. So I couldn't not say it over because there's different stories about him when he used to go on business trips and things like that. I didn't find, you know, if anyone does find anything definitive and conclusive, I'm always open to hear where I've been mistaken, but I couldn't find anything. So, but I will say it over without with that disclaimer. Now, in the Akdama that we mentioned before, it says, V'yoyser shayo chacham, besides being a chacham, hir begvula peilim l'tayra, he also expanded his boundaries, doing for Tayra, kulu rabbanon de mesifta, v'rab Yehuda gemiri. It seems he had a yeshiva, all the rabbanon of the yeshiva would learn from Rabbi Yehuda, kol yoyme v'yoyme every day, shmaitze b'pumayu, his halachas, his pshatim, were in their mouths. So it seems he was a big reshiva as well, and he taught Talmidim. Not only that, he continues in the Akdama there, Danya Din Amo, he also judged, Kasha Yishal Ish Bidvar Likim, anyone who asked a Shaila, V'chala Yoytzim Mipiv, anything that came out of his mouth, Heinayin Advarim Shenemer Lo'esha B'Sinai, these are like the words that came from Moshe M'Sinai, U'mishpatav Yisrael Kiraya Edra Yiroi, he shepherded his flock like a shepherd, and he was the one who brought Mishpat to Klal Yisrael. Now the Chida in Shiurei Bracha, Chayish Mishpat Simen Yud writes, I heard from a Rav HaChassid HaMuflar of Gedalia Chiyun Zatzal, Sheben Arusai, one time he was young, he went to Mari Rosnes, to Rabbi Yehuda Rosnes, to ask him a certain din in Isser Veheter. And the Mishnah Lamelech, Rabbi Yehuda, opened the Shulchan Aruch, and he said, Rebani, look, my son, HaShulchan Aruch HaYimer Kach, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says, and he read the din from the Shulchan Aruch. Ukvarnoida, so says the Chida, it's well known, Gedulas Haravzal, the Gedula of the Mishnah Lamelech, Shemefursa Mivikiyosev is Chirusai, he was well known with his Bikiyos, his vast knowledge, and his memory. Vim Kolze, nevertheless, a din that was written in Shulchan Aruch, explicitly, it wasn't something hard. He didn't want a paskin without opening the Shulchan Aruch and reading it from the Shulchan Aruch. So the Chida and Zohar, Anan Yasmi de Yasmi, we're like orphans of orphans because of Chisarin v'Rav Ashivcha, Shicha, we don't even know a lot and we forget easily. How are we not embarrassed to paskin a Shaila without first opening up the Sefer to see what it says inside in the Sefer? Now at the end of his life, the Machane Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Navon came to Constantinople, and this was in the year Tuf Pei Aleph in 1721, and they convinced him to stay there, and he became part of the Bezdin of the Mishnah Lamelech. And in fact, if you look in Machane Ephraim Hilchos Shavuos Siman Aleph, he writes, Dati Noita Lahater, I would permit, Im Yaskimu Imi Gedoyli Hamoyim Rabbanim Amavukim, if the Gedoylim, the Rabbanim, and the Paiskim here in this Ir Ve'em B'Yisrael Constantinina, if they agree with me, Ubeprat L'dayte Demar Ani Tzarech, and especially I need the Das of the Master, Hu Harav Amufla Aviha Te'uda Kamerin Rav Yehuda Rosnes, and then there's a paragraph that says, Reisies HaShaila, I saw the Shaila, and I agree to permit it, Hatzar Yehuda Rosnes. In the Machane Ephraim Zechira Matana, Siman Aleph, I'm writing this if it's correct in the eyes of my master. That's in Tav Pei Gimel. Yosef, I'm sorry. And then after that, they agreed with him. Who are the two agreed with him? They signed it in Taf Pe Gimel, Yosef ben Rabbi Shai Mitrani, and Yehuda Rosnitz. Now this is what I meant before. This Yosef ben Rabbi Shai Mitrani is signing together with the Mishnah LeMelech in the year Taf Pe Gimel. This is the end of the Mishnah LeMelech's life. He was already close to 70 years old at the time. He was in his 60s. So the Chida says this was his Rebbe. That's why it's hard for me to believe he was actually one of his Rebbeim if he was signing with him at the end of his life on his Bezdin. So I'm not, that's just my Ha'ara. I don't know any more than that. The Machane Ephraim in Hilchas Chiras, Simen Yud, and in Isha Simen Dalid also writes, I don't rely on my own das. And especially if I need the haskama of the gadol shebedereinu, whom areinu harav sheyichya, referring to the Mishnah Lamelech. And again, there's this paragraph that says, "I saw what he says, Yehuda Rosnitz," and he signs and agrees with it. In the Sefer Masas Moshe Chayshevish Nun Aleph, there is a psak din that they both signed on together, Yehuda Rosnitz and Ephraim Navon, in the year Taf Pei Beis. Now the Aruch Chaim in his Sefer Pri Tayar on Pri Chadosh, in Simen Chaf Sivkatan Gimel, he has Tainas on the Pri Chadosh, that the Pri Chadosh writes that Eina Nira Leidas HaRambam. He doesn't agree with the Rambam. So the Aruch Chaim in Pri Tayar says he should have said Tzorech Iyun. He shouldn't have said I don't agree. Just say we need to be Ma'ayin. And he writes, Kasher Kaisvin Gedailim Imanu, Al Chachamim Esher Kidmulam Bishanim. Greater people wrote about the Chachamim who came before them. Uve'einai Nifleisa Chachmas Harav HaTeirani Hu Harav HaMelech. Yehuda Rosnitz, the Sfardim gave him great big terms. And here he's called HaMelech. He says, it says the Arachayim, I was always a wonder to me, or astounded, I guess is the right word, that the Mishnah LeMelech Shekaisev Al Divrei HaShach V'lecha Mishnah V'tzarachiyin, he writes about the Shach and the Lecha V'tzarachiyin Leimar, the Efshe Shalei Hisig Daitim. What does Tzarachiyin mean? Tzarachiyin means you have to continue to be Ma'ayin, you have to go into it. That means maybe I really didn't understand what they're saying. They're right, and the problem is with me. So, Alav Ani Oimer, and him, the Mishnah LeMelech, I say, Ashrecha Avram Avinu, Sheb Yehuda Rosnitz Yotza Mechalatzecha. Ashrecha Avram Avinu, that she had such a descendant, Reb Yehuda Rosnitz. As opposed to saying, I don't agree with them, like the Pri Chadosh said on the Rambam, you should just say V'tzorech Iyun. Now the Chida in Chaim Shoal Simen Sadivav writes, V'oshev Espala Al Rav, he says, I'm astounded by the Rav, Mari Bar David, the Asa Ayin Shalomailo, he made the eye of above. Who is that? Ein Dar, the eye of the generation, Mari Rosnitz, the Rabbi Yehuda Rosnitz, Kilo Ein Raya, as if he didn't see, Bishtamite Minei Talmud Oruch Perak Acholitz. This Mari Bar David obviously said that the Mishnah LeMelech forgot a sugya, and he says, I can't understand how he could talk about the Ein Hadar, the eye of the generation, to say that he forgot an entire sugya in Perak Acholitz. Now, in his younger years, in the 1650s and 60s, Shabtai Tzvi wreaked havoc, especially in Turkey over there. And in the next generation, in his generation, his Talmidim were still trying to spread around the Shabtai Tzvi stuff. And the Mishnah Melech was one of those who made sure to hound them. In Shnas Tofai and Dalin, he was from those who signed the Rabbanim of Constantinople sent to all of Klal Yisrael about one of the Talmidim of Shabtai Tzvi, Nechemyah Chiyun, and he also wrote Haskama to a letter that the Chacham Yerushalayim wrote in Taf Ayin Hey about a different Talmud, Chaim Malach. These are brought in Rabbi Yaakov Emdim's Sefer Teres HaKnois. to see what was going on, the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Gimel, Aloch Yogimel writes, the Maisa Hoya Bekusta. There was a Maisa here in Constantinople about a Shchiv Meira, a person on his deathbed, that divorced his wife so she shouldn't have to fall to Chalitza to his brothers. Now this person originally came from Ashkenaz, he writes. And from the day he came to Constantinople, he called himself B'Shem Naftali, and he would go to the Sefer Torah, also called up Yamoy B'Shem Naftali. Except some of the Ashkenazim used to call him Hirsch. Sometimes Naftali Hirsch goes together, but they called him Hirsch. And when he was telling the Sefer to write the get, he was Megala Soide, revealed the secret. He says, really, when he was born, his name was Tzvi. But when he came to Constantinople, he didn't want to be called a Svi. He was afraid to tell everyone his name was Svi, so no one should say he was from the Kat of Shabsai Svi. So you see what was going on over there. They were so scared of anyone, even someone with the name of Svi, coming from wherever he came from Ashkenaz. They were nervous, so he knew that, and therefore he didn't tell anyone his name was Svi, that no one should say from Shatzei Tzvi, Yamach Shemai. And therefore he called himself Naphtali. He says, however, when he used to sign things, he would sign Naphtali Tzvi Hirsch. Now Hirsch is a nickname for Tzvi, but he would sign, and in his Ksuba, I guess he married over there in Constantinople, a Sephardi lady, I guess, and he called himself Naphtali Tzvi Hirsch. Because he didn't want that his name Tzvi, which he was his real name, he didn't want to uproot it. So what did the Sefer wrote in the Get? The Sefer wrote in the Get, Tzvi, Hamechuna Hersh, Tzvi, whose nickname is Hersh, Demiskari, who's called Naphtali. And that's how he gave the Get, and he was Nifter. And now the question is, was this really a good Get or not? Because really in this place, his name was Naphtali. He was called Naphtali here. This was his name. So, he has brothers. So it's a long tshuva over there, in the Mishnah Lamelech about this Shiloh. But you see what the Ruach was because of Shabtai Tzvi. Years later, in the tough pays, he had to, the government actually, the Sultan forced him and another Rav to retract on a cheirim that they put out on the Chaim Yechiyun. He had a lot of pull, and they retracted it, as long as he's not allowed to teach anymore. But it didn't really help. He was still an outcast because of that. Now the Chida in Shema Gedolim writes like this: V'yoyser sheniker taikef gedulas teirasai v'seidel limudai, and more, it's recognizable the greatness of his Torah and his limud of bikiusai b'svarav aneiraim, and is from his bikius, from his unbelievable svarim. He also had 10 measures of chachma, of bikius, and great anava. He was a very humble person. And he brings, the Chida says, kasav. Now what does he say over there? The pritayar, the arachayim, in simen pei dalet, sivkatin yigimel, he writes, he over there he's writing on Tainus, on someone who wrote something about the Ran, that the Ran wasn't correct, and or the Ran didn't say something properly. This person should be ashamed of two things he had. Number one is that he didn't understand what the Rabbi Seinu Arishonim, the Ran, is saying. And not only doesn't he understand it, he has the chutzpah to argue and say that it was incorrect. Svasayim yushak pichacham goin tar nefesh chad bedara kadosh Hashem yoymar loy adeinenu v'rein rav yudah roiznis asher shamanu, that we heard that the reason why he didn't print his svarim was that there might be a person who won't understand what he's saying and will make a mistake and have a kasha on him, and because of that argue v'nimsa kimitateach as v'shalom, and he might end up straying because he thinks he understood the Mishnah L'Melech and he really didn't understand it. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah L'Melech didn't print his sefer, that no one should have a misunderstanding in what he's saying. So you see, he says that this is a problem. People misunderstand things and they don't chap. And therefore he says, I'm crying out that anyone who's not a baki in Iyun and Rogeboy B'tmidus and constant in Iyun and doesn't have Kavanah L'Shem Shamayim, he says, I aster them on learning my svarim. Because if you're not able to recognize when you don't understand something and you don't work hard enough to understand it, you make a lot of mistakes. This is what the Arachaim says in Pritayar. Now the Chida brings this, like we said in Shema Gedailim, he brings that the Pritayar said the reason Arav Arachaim Kasav Lefi Asher Shama Huzal, he says the Arachaim wrote this because that's what he heard. Amna yadanu nemanu mizikne rabbani kustanina, but we know, says the Chida, from the zikanim of the rabbanim of Constantinople, shalihidfis lefiroiv ha'anova kvua be'emes b'libay. The reason he didn't print his farm is because of the humility, the emes that was kavua in his heart. He didn't feel he was one to print svarim. Now, in the Akdamah to Prashas Drachim, his Talmud, the one who printed his svarim, who's his Talmud? Rabbi Yaakov Kuli. Rabbi Yaakov Kuli is the author of the Yalkut Me'am Loyes. So, he is the one who actually printed the svarim. Now he writes, Kizush Nusayim Yomim, it's already 2 years. Now, people understood this to mean, when you look at people who under the right to tell this, that he was sick for 2 years. I didn't understand it that way. Could be Rakiv Kuli is writing this 2 years later. Maybe it was a year before he was Nifter, or a few months before he was Nifter. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, we know, we'll see when it was printed. It was printed about a year after his Petira, so 2 years earlier could mean a year before his Petira. But some took it to mean that it was 2 years before his Petira. He says, I came to visit him. Lachzeis b'noyim Hashem, chasisi l'rav mitzar nafshei barach mituvei. I saw he was pained and he was davening a lot. And he said, Karva shnas Hashem shnas Hashmita. The seventh year is coming, the shnas Hashmita, which they understood that to mean his 70th year is approaching. And that's going to be the shnas Hashmita, the year that it's going to be all over. Shamati vatirgaz bitni. He says, I heard this and my stomach turned over. Azamarti ani alibi. I said to myself, Vaila alma vahi shaita kar mistalik b'nei. How? Woe is it to the world in that day that the Mishnah L'Melech is going to be Nifter. And he writes, he was Nifter b'yom shmini shel Pesach, on the 8th day of Pesach, in the year Tav Pei Zayin, 1727. So that's when he was Nifter without printing his Sfarim. Now let's talk about his Sfarim. His Sefer Prashas Drachim was printed, like I said, in Tav Pei Ches. It was a year after he was Nifter, from Rabbi Yaakov Kuli. In the Akdama, he writes, V'libi er leila ki yoyim, my heart was awake, nights and days. I had to go into deep waters that have no end to them. He says the drashas that Rabbeinu HaGadol, that the Mishnah L'Melech, the way he was mesader them, the way he wrote them, inyanim aruchim, very long, ukshurim lezeh lezeh, they're all intertwined with things. And then he says, I worked very hard and I found many unbelievable things, a little bit here and a little bit there, on small papers, zeh shalei keneged zeh. Things weren't mesudar, but davar tzarich talmud ahekayin, I had to figure out where this belonged and where that belonged. So he says, I decided, eina tera nikne ele b'simanim, tera is acquired with simanim, so I decided I'm going to break it up and give space, me'inyan le'inyan, and to be besader each topic b'fnei atzmai, baderech baderech, on its own road. And Kalaraitzali honestly spinam Midrachim, anyone who wants to benefit and to understand the different ways, Nachal Libai Batuach, he'll be able to find the derech he's looking for. Shegriel Prashas Drachim, because he's gonna get to the Prashas Drachim, the main, the thorough way. The Saukal Yoshmaitzaliba, the Hilchasa, the Prashas Drachim, the crossroads of the place where you're going to go up and learn Shmaitz Aliba Deilchasa. So he divided up into different drachim. For example, Derech HaSarim is about the first three are called Derech HaSarim. The first three drashas, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, are about the Avos. And then after that you have Derech Mitzrayim, and then you have, so it's split up, and there's Derech Harabim, and then Derech David, and Derech HaChesed. So each one is a topic unto itself, so you understand what is those, either that drasha or those drashas are referring to, and you could find them. He says, besides for that, the Gematria of Prashas Drachim comes to Rav Yehuda, Rosenes Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So that's another reason why he called it Prashas Drachim, either. It's the crossroads to get to Shmaitz Aliba Dehilchasa, to the Halacha. Or it's because of the Gematria. He continues, he says, and there's something more bitter than death. Kiruba Chasuri Mechsura. He says, but there's a lot missing here. Gzeli Yeshkan. Some was stolen. He says, it seems he had three long Svarim that were written. And Nemra Shlichas Yadlamata, and someone stole it, someone took it, he says this is a very terrible thing. He says, besides for that, he says, because the Rav Samach HaMashikos Mokam Acher, many times the Mishnah Melech writes, like I explained somewhere else, and he wants you to go look at that. Or he writes, Mokam Acher Harachti, he says, I talked in length and somewhere else, and we don't have it, because that stuff was stolen stuff. And he says, like he says, I made simanim, like we said, different simanim that he made. Now, these drashas seemingly were said in shuls, in the Sefer Bati Kahuna, Beis Avos Daf Lamed. He writes, Rav Muvuk, Gadol Hadar Mari Rosas B'Yosi Yoshe B'Dairish, when he would sit in Darshan B'Beis HaKnesses HaKadosh Beis Levi, in the Beis HaKnesses HaKadosh called Beis Levi. So Tama al Rashi Saita Daf Lamed Gimel, he was Mitame, he wondered on Rashi in Saita Daf Lamed Gimel. Now it's interesting, if you look over there, Saita Lamed Gimel and Aleph, in Reb Kivager in the Gili Nashas, he writes, Ayin B'Sefer Bate Kahuna, look in the Sefer Bate Kahuna. That Kasha, that on the Sefer Bate Kahuna, is actually the Mishnah Lamelech's question on Rashi that he's bringing there. And this is also in the Drushas, in the Parashas Drachim, in Drush Yud Gimel, it's brought there as well. So seemingly, a lot of these Drushas, he was Yoshev Adarish. It wasn't just that he wrote it, he actually said them over. That's what it would seem. Now, the Prima Gadim composed the Kuntris. Kuntris Parashas Drachim, which is a kitzer of the Sefer. He goes to each Drusha very big kitzer, with some additions of his own Chidushin. Now, even though these are drashas, they are brought lahalach as well. The Prima Gadim, as you see, he composed the Sefer. He was into the, so to speak, the Parashas Drachim. And our Chaim Kof Aleph, in Eishel Avram, Sivkat and Zayin, Ayin Parashas Drachim, Soif Derech Harabim, that he says a Chiddush. Yeah, this is actually related to that Rashi and Masech Tesaita we were talking about before. A Yachid Beveis HaKnesses Kedavin in Aramis. This is the Prima Gadim brings from the Parashas Drachim, just like a chayla could daven in Aramaic. Now we say a yachid shouldn't daven in Aramaic because the Malachi Asharis don't know Aramaic to bring up his tefillas, but a chayla, the Gemara says that the Shechina is there with him, he could daven Aramaic. Says the Parashas Drachim, a yachid davening in a shul, since the Shechina is in the Beis HaKnesses, he could also daven in Aramaic. And in Shin Chav Ches, in Eishel Avram Tess, at the end, the Prima Gadim says, Ayin Parashas Drachim, Derech HaChayim, Pilpul Al Divrei Haran. Now, some of the famous Parashas Drachims is, if the Avos were considered Bnei Noach, or they considered it Yisraelim, and he has different Nafkaminas, and explaining the Machlokes Yosef and his brothers, that's from the famous Chakiras that the Parashas Drachim talks about. Let's go now to the Sefer Mishneh Lamelech. In Shem Agdailim, the Pchida writes, Kvar Noida, it's well known, Sharav Hagayne Yakosif Umala al Sefer in Yonim Nifradim Apisimonim. When the Mishneh Lamelech wrote his Sefer, he wrote it by topics with Simonim. Vamisadir Mari Kuli, and Rav Yaakov Kuli, the one who arranged it, Sikal Es Yadav, he switched the hands, v'nita chaysel in sachav, and he chopped it into pieces, v'sidrei b'seder ha-Rambam. And he took it and he put it according to the order of the Rambam. So the Mishneh Lamelech did not write his Sefer on the Rambam. He wrote Svarim and Svarim and Svarim, and Reb Yaakov Kuli, as we'll see right now, what he writes in the Akdama, he divided it all up, al seder ha-Rambam. He says, "Vitarti ani." It's a long akdama there. He says, and I was wandering, so to speak, or I was touring. Divrei Tzadikim, I didn't understand this 100%. It sounds like he's saying that the Mishneh Lamelech would bring Paiskim from before him, and he would have Ha'aris on them, and he would argue on them. And he says, if I'm just going to print it this way, it's almost like a Likut. So I wasn't understood what bothering him so much, but he says he was very bothered to print it as is. Al kein hachinoisi kisei malchus. So I prepared for him a royal chair, a throne, al seder ha-Rambam. Alkeno Marti, Kol Dover Shi Miksoya Gadol, he wrote very lengthy Shtiklach Torah, Tenateach Kol Nachas Natach Latzmai, I'm going to cut it up each piece for itself. And he gives an example, Bidin HaMummy, this is about mummies in Egypt, Mem Vav Mem Yud Aleph, Mumya, mummies, Nistapik HaMechaber Gimel Sveikus. When he wrote it, he had three shilas about mummies. Number one, Tumas Kayin, is the Kayin becoming Tame from it? Is there an Isser of Schaira, you allowed to do business with it? And is there an Isser of Hana? So says Rabbi Yaakov Kuli, this is what he wrote. So what did I do? He says that on each shila, he has a long arichos about Tumas Kayin, Schaira, Isser Hana. So he says, so I split it up. Legabe Isser Tumas Kayin, in Paragimel of Hilchas Avel, I put it there. In Isser Schaira, that's in Parachas and Machalas Asuris. Isser Hana, Parak Yudalit of Avel, Kal Davar Bim Kaimai. So I chopped up his Shtikal Taira and I put it where it belongs in the Rama. He says anything that had to do with Gittin, whether it's in Divrei HaTosfos and Shara Paiskim, that I put in Hilchas Gerushin. So again, he didn't write on the Rambam, he wrote on the Sugyas, but the Mesader put it in Hilchas Gerushin. Kunchus Haribis, he wrote a Kunchus Haribis on Simonim of the Tor. So he was writing on the Tor, I put that in Hilchas Mavav Laiva. V'chein azeh aderech b'chol ha'rechidushim, all the chidushim shemotzi b'michtav, whether I wrote, saw him write it, or b'guyonis ha'tor, anything I found he wrote in the margins of the Tor, or shar ha'svarim, everything I put, and I was misadered in the Rambam, v'haya mishne l'melech, so he now has this royal chair as the second to the melech, Soivivim al Sever Mishnah Torah, the Mishnah Torah, that's the Melech is the Rambam, or Mialde Beise, or from the people of his house, who are the people of the royal house of the Rambam, Hagibarim, the Magimishnah, Lechemishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, those are all part of the royal house, and he's like the Mishnah of the Melech. He says, so Kama Galda Malacha, can you imagine how big a job this was? He says, it took me 2 years and into a third year, I worked with all my kayach. He says, I found all different types of kuntresim, shepilpul, bedivra, taisis, varan. He says, I found many times that he had shtiklach tair and taisvis, and the ran seems very big into the ran, I wasn't sure why, more than anyone else, v'leizachar mekaiman, but he didn't tell me where they were. And, he didn't have a computer like we have today. V'leitirchi yaseir lechatet acharem, had to go search which taisis was he referring to, which ran was he referring to. Obviously, he was a great gain besides in being Masadr things, and being Malakat, I mean, Masadr, he was a great gain as well, to be able to find these things. And then he says, after I figured out where everything was, v'acharei kein, I had to be mechapas, had to search. Sometimes chipas mineras, I had to use like a candle to search. L'mandas ve'ezer perek mi'arambam shayach in yuzah, where I put this in the Rambam. And he says there's many brises and dinim that he has shtiklach tairan that are not in the Rambam because they're not halacha l'maiso or they weren't brought in the Gemara. So where do I put those? He says, "B'chlal kol kisvi akaidish, all of his ksavim b'neis hayoimde mayrech hayiria. There were b'neis. There was very long things, and sometimes they were written on the front, and on the back, and in between lines. It was very hard for him to do, but this was his job that he did, and he split it up according to the Seder of the Rambam. The Chida writes, "Gam sider kol asher matza, that he was mesader. He arranged Rabbi Yaakov Kuli everything he found, whether it was bigulyonis and the margins, hagoyis, any edits." Oid Zois, he says, sometimes there are certain things he writes very short. Ubeprat b'taykev al achrayim. He says sometimes it's written very strongly against achrayim. He says the Chida Yishano, Eina mitayres harav. That's not the Mishnah Lamelech. Rakein divrei chamav. They're actually the words of his father-in-law, Merener of Avram, Rav Avram Rosnes. So it seems that it was more like the generation before, that Rav Ram Rosnes was like a contemporary, so he wrote very shtark. But say the Mishnah Lamelech wrote that shtark, he says the Chida, that wasn't him. V'harav hitik divrei marchamav, and the Mishnah Lamelech copied his father-in-law's words into the margins of his own svarim, but he didn't write that they're from my father-in-law. U'matza mari kuli miksav yaday, and the mari kuli, the Imam Loyes, found it, saw the handwriting. The chashav, he thought it's the Mishnah Lamelech's own Torah, and he put it in as if it's his own Torah, but it's not his. Now, it happens to be Mishnah Lamelech a lot of times. He does bring from Avram Rosnes also. He says, Omer HaMalakeit. A lot of times it's in parentheses. And that's what he found from in the Mishnah Lamelech's Torah from his father-in-law. But the Chida is saying there's certain things that got into Mishnah Lamelech that are not from the Mishnah Lamelech himself. Those were his father-in-law's. V'zeh kibalti mipum Rabbonin Kaddishi. This is what I had a Kabbalah from the mouth of the Rabbonin Kaddishi. Now, another thing the Chida writes, Mikamakim legaydol hamalacha bekamus veichus. He says he did an unbelievable job. It was very, very great undertaking. V'roiv ha'tayrach, a lot of hard work. But hisher ezer gagir, sometimes things fell through the cracks. He says, I'll give you an example, says the Chida. In Parak Tes Bikurim Dinches, over there it's one line Mishnah Lamelech, very short actually, Shadocha divrei habach. He argues on the Bach. The Bach is in Yardea Samach Aleph. And the Bach is saying a reason why we don't give Matnas Kahuna to Leviim, why only to Kehanim. And he brings one way, and the Mishnah Lamelech says, no, it's a Beferish Apasuk. The Kushyasai says the Chida Kushyatsuma. The only thing is, El Deloy Shayach Sham. It doesn't apply there, it doesn't belong there in Bikurim Perek Des on the Rambam, because the Rambam is not talking about why we don't give Matnas Kahuna to the Leviim. The Rambam is talking about why the Leviim don't have to give Matnas Kahuna to the Kehanim. So it's very misleading. When you learn the Mishnah Lamelech, it looks like he's talking about this Rambam, but what he's not. And in fact, the Primigadim, Yardea Samach Aleph, in Sif Seidas Yud Beis writes, Chitzer Lashon Yesh. There's something missing in the Mishnah Lamelech. And the Mishnah Melech is not talking about the Leviim giving, he's talking about us giving to the Leviim. So the Prima Gadim is saying there's something missing, but the Chidah is pointing out it Bechlal doesn't belong there. Now, I'm not such a bucky in the Rambam, where the Rambam talks about why we don't give to Leviim. Maybe the Rambam doesn't talk about it anywhere, and therefore the Rabbi Yaakov Kuli just stuck it in over here. Like he said before, he had a hard time figuring out where to put everything. But the Chidah sort of is saying that there are certain things that are out of place. Now the Chidon Yosef Oimet Sivan Kuf Hey writes, someone has Tainas on the Mishnah Melech, he says, Void Yesh Lahalitz Al Rabbeinu HaMishnah Melech. He says, there's another thing I can answer for the Mishnah Melech. Ki Arava Yokoisa Bilguyoinai Bisvarm Lizikaran. A lot of times the Mishnah Melech would write in his margin for him to remember. And sometimes it was just a Muskorishon, like his first thought, it wasn't really worked out. And just for him to remember. Umari Kuli, and the Mari Kuli Hifli, he did an unbelievable thing. He didn't leave any page, any gilyon, any anything. Anything the Mishnah Melech wrote, he put it in. He's going to get unbelievable schar from Hashemayim. Because of that, in the Sefer, some things got in that that the Mishnah Melech didn't really mean. It's just a hara, something for him to remember. It wasn't something that he actually meant, the maskana. And therefore, if you have a big kasha like that, that something doesn't make sense, it's very shver, you could be melitz for that that's what it was from, says the Chidah. Now, in the Shem HaGedolim and for the Chidah and Rav Avram Rosnes, on the father-in-law, he writes, Kasav Harbe Begilyon Asvarim, he wrote a lot in the margins of his own Svarim. V'chal Advarim Aktsarim Sheyesh V'Mishnah L'Melech. Any of the short little things that are Mishnah L'Melech, Al Marshach B'Toikev, that he wrote about the Marshach, very strong, Heim Meharavzal. They are not from the Mishnah L'Melech, they are from Rav Avram Rosnes. V'Tikim Chasnei Mishnah L'Melech B'Sif, right? The Mishnah Melech copied them over into Sefer, v'amisadr chashav d'tari dilehi, and the Misadr thought it's the Mishnah Lamelech's. Now, it's an interesting thing here. In the Sefer B'nei Chayi, in Arachayim Simen Mem, he writes, Harav Mareinu Rav Yudha Rosnes Nistapik. He writes that the Mishnah Lamelech, Rav Yudha Rosnes had a safek, b'mekadish isha b'esrig hadr lebracha. If you are Mekadish and Isha with an Esrog that is Hadr, it's beautiful for a Bracha, Shedom of Yikaris, it's very expensive. Now what this means to say, the Birka Yosef, as we'll quote him in a minute, he explains me to say, really the Esrog is worthless. It's not worth a Shava Pruta. In the marketplace, you go try to sell this Esrog, it's not worth a nickel. But because of the mitzvah of the Bracha, it's worth a lot of money. Is that called, the fact that it's value for a mitzvah, is that called it's worth money and the lady is Mekudeshes or not? And in Birkei Yosef, the Chidah in Arachayim Simi Gimel, he has a shakla v'tarya in the words of the Mishnah, in this Shiloh Mishnah Melech. He says, I talked to my Rabbi about it. And he says, where's the Mishnah Melech say the Shiloh? Uchamayshakasav b'sefer b'nei chayi. So this Sefer b'nei chayi is the source for this Mishnah Melech's Chakira and Shiloh that the Birkei Yosef talks about. Meaning to say that it's not in the Mishnah Lamelech itself. Now, if you look in Hilchas Ishus, at the end of Parak Dalet, there's parentheses there. Amar Hamalake, Vida, you should know. Dinistapik Harava Mechaber, that the Mishnah Lamelech had a suffix, Bimikadish Be'esav Deinu Shava Pruta, Uvishul Mitzvah Se Shava, Uchvar Hiviu Dvar Manechmadim V'Sefer B'nei Chai. You can look in the Sefer B'nei Chai, he brings his words there, and he brings a raya from a Rambam, and so on and so forth. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kuli, "V'zu achas min halacha shenignuvu einavdu." Why is it not a Mishnah Lamelech? Because I couldn't find it in his ksavim. Where is it? This must have been one of those that was stolen and or lost. Now the Mishnah Lamelech in the first printing was a separate sefer. Was not around the Rambam like we have today. It was two halakim, I think, and there's the Eitzar Chachma. They have the original print over there. It just going according to the order of the halachas of the Rambam, but just the Mishneh Lamelech there. That was the third sefer we have from him called Derech Mitzvah Secha, where he goes through the differences in those who count the mitzvahs, the Rambam, the Smag, and the Ramban, the differences and afkaminas between them, and at the end there's also chidushim that he had written in his margin of his Sefer HaChinuch. So this is the Mishneh Lamelech. Now, it's very interesting, by the Sfardim, I didn't find Mamish in his generation, even though they say that, but I may be incorrect, but for sure, after later generations, like we said, that the unbelievable titles they gave to him, as we read some of them here, and I didn't even read them, all of them, but Harav HaMelech, it said we had one of them, they call him sometimes Harav HaTana. The Rav HaTana is an unbelievable way to refer to him. We don't find too many other people who were called Harav HaTana. And in fact, even more than that, if you look at the title page of the first printing, so this is what Rabbi Yaakov Kuli himself wrote, Harav HaMufla Shebe Sanhedrin, he calls him. Harav HaMufla Shebe Sanhedrin. So Mishneh Melech was an unbelievable goyin. And when obviously if you learn his Sfarim, they're very very intense and very long and very in-depth. This is the Mishneh Lamelech, Rabbi Huda Roznes, Schusa Yogin Aleinu Valko Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We will not have a shir next week, Arav Yontif. You should have a good Yontif. And Bez Hashem, we hope to resume after Yontif. Kol Tov.